Attorney General Merrick Garland is in Chicago today to announce a strike force to go after the supply, the pipeline of illegal guns, the guns coming into the city of Chicago. It has gotten the attention of Father Michael Flager and others. Father Flager joins us on a phone line now. Father, welcome.
Thank you, Steve. Thanks for having me.
You know, it occurred to me when I was getting set to talk to you that when we see stories or when we see the West Side or the South Side, it is always about gun violence. And so I just want you to take a minute or two to tell me about your neighborhood. It's not all about gun violence. Educate me and others a little bit about where you live and what it's like.
Well, I live in the last 46 years in 78th Place in Racine. And the reality is our neighborhood suffers from, like we heard in the COVID-19, pre-existing conditions. And there's a tremendous amount of hopelessness and despair, huge unemployment, shuttered buildings and boarded up and closed down, lost more during the pandemic because numbers of others just closed down and couldn't come back. We've lost a tremendous amount of businesses. And education is very challenging in our schools here. I keep a school open in St. Sabana, not because we want to, but because it's the best education in the neighborhood. Education level is a struggle here. So we have all sorts of pre-existing conditions here, and poverty rate is huge. So gun violence is just one more problem that I think is often birthed out of lack of opportunities, broken home and block situations, disconnected neighborhoods, and also hopelessness and lack of opportunities and resources.
Well, maybe I was being naive, but what I was hoping to get at was that there must be moments of joy there as well. Are there?
Oh, I'm sorry. You did.
That's okay.
Conditions for the gun violence.
Yeah.
Oh, there's absolutely. I mean, it's a great neighborhood. I mean, you know, we have, I was just out, about 15 minutes ago coming down 79th Street and saw these kids dancing in an open lot. Just had a boot box out there and they were all just dancing into this music, about 15 kids. It's a great family and it's a great neighborhood, but it's just suffering from resources. But there's tremendous joy and beauty. We're about to open up a metro station on 79th right at the other side of Halsted. Which is going to bring, new access for people for travel. So it's got a lot of tremendous possibilities and potential. We just need investment also.
We're talking to Father Michael Flager. Okay, so what do you make of the idea of this strike force that's being introduced by Merrick Garland today?
Let me say two things, Stephen. I mean, one is I'm glad they're doing this. It has always amazed me that for the over 10 years we've heard in this city that guns are coming from Indiana and from Mississippi. And my thought has always been, if we know they're coming from Mississippi and Indiana, why have we not stopped them? Why have we not gotten on top of this? I mean, we found Hussein in a hole across the ocean, and we can't find it when we know where they're coming from. So I'm glad that we're going to deal with that and also deal with the easy access to guns that goes on the street, the straw purchase, the gun shows that go on in Indiana. That come across the state lines. So I'm glad we're going to try to deal with the guns. But we also have to understand, I know the mayor has a plan out for giving tips for people for hotline of people that have know where there's legal guns being sold on the street. And I think that's good, but we have to rebuild the relationship so that people will speak and will talk and can trust the fact that if they give the information, they're not going to be outed in the community for fear of retaliation. So I think we got to build a relationship. We got to find out, where they're coming in, and then we'll also find those that are already in the state that are being sold on the street.
Do you have a relationship with the local police commander there?
We have the best commander in the city in the 6th District. I love her. Commander Sonora Ben is just great. She used to be head of the TAC unit here and then left and moved up and came back as commander here. And she's great. She's been tremendous.
I ask because that comes up over and over. I talk to aldermen, and they're all to a person. They'll say, we've got an outstanding commander, great communication at that level, and yet there seems to be some breakdown. It's as if the organizations such as yourself or the aldermanic offices have a positive relationship closer to the ground than they do at City Hall.
Absolutely, and I think that's the problem. I don't think there's a strategy in this city right now from the police department or from City Hall that there's a strategy for this violence. You know, look, last night we had 3 mass shootings. I'm 72 years old. I don't ever remember in my life hearing of 3 mass shootings in one day in Chicago. I think that, you know, we keep hearing the police this and the police that, but there's no strategy from the ground up. We're not bringing in people into the empowerment and the engaging them for the solutions. And I think that's, you know, that's what we're losing over and over again. We keep saying that we can't police our way out of this, but all I keep hearing is police. And I think there is a disconnect both from 35th Street and from LaSalle Street to the community on the ground.
Father Michael Flager is on the phone line. So tell me about the gun buyback program that you are going to undertake here. And, you know, Father, when I first heard it, I'm like, it sounds like a great idea. I understand the money's coming from a local businessman. But it almost can't help but be more symbolic than effective. What do you say to that?
Oh, I totally disagree.
Okay,
and I'll
good.
Tell you why. Because what we're doing, Steve, is this. First of all, we're aiming at the 25 and under. Has to be a working gun, 25 or under. If they bring in a handgun or an assault rifle, we're going to give them $200 cash. If they bring in the high-capacity magazine, we'll give them $20. They bring in a rifle, $100. But when they come in, then we have our staff here at our Strong Futures program meets with the young person, talks to them, say, hey, what's going on? What are you doing? Are you in school? Do you have a job? Where are you staying? And offer them the services of getting a job, offer them services of mentoring, offer them services of program they can get into. So we want to, the gun turn-in becomes a connect for what we want to do to affect their life.
I got
and
you.
And that's what we're most after. It's changing a life. But also, you can turn a gun in here anytime anonymously. And we've had that forever, but now we're going to give this money for it. But people at a different point all of a sudden will say, you know what, I'm tired, I'm fed up, I don't want to make a change, I'm tired of living like I'm living. We'll come return a gun in, and then we bring them right to our mentors and get them in a program so we can help them get back on their feet and change their direction.
Glad I answered the question then, because that's
yes, sir.
Appreciate that. You've also repeatedly called for a state of emergency declaration. What in your mind do you think that would do?
Well, I think what it would do is demand that we acknowledge the reality of what we have in the state, and in particular in the city right now. First, it's acknowledging it. This is unheard of levels. But secondly, it brings in funds, but also demands, the state of emergency demands a plan to deal with the state of emergency. Governor Quinn in 2013 created a state of emergency for the flooding in the state. Well, I think in 2021, we need a state of emergency for the violence that's going on, and it demands not only the resources, but also the funding, and it also demands the plan that has to be enacted in order for the funds to be used. And that's what we need, a plan, a strategy for ending this violence. We can beat it. We can turn this thing around. We just have to have a strategy and the cooperation from everybody to do it.
That's Father Michael Flager from St. Sabina Church. Appreciate your time. All right, run down the street. You can start dancing with those teenagers again.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Steve.
You bet. You're listening to Chicago's Afternoon News here on 720 WGN. We're going to head into the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.